Okay, everyone, welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. So, this is our predictions for the Elimination Chamber that's coming on in another 5 hours. So, yeah. I know. You guys are like, wow, 5 hours. Yeah, we're on the East Coast, so it's midnight now. I will be up watching it. I don't know about my wife over here, but you know, I will. So I'm trying to speed on home after picking her up from work, literally picking her up from work. But we're going to do our prediction. You know, as soon as she gets the matches up, we can go ahead. All right, the women's shame, Becky Lynch. Let's be real.
Well, let's talk the men's
shame. Okay.
And Drew McIntyre.
That's more.
Randy, Bobby, LA Knight, Kevin Owens, and Logan Paul.
Okay, so. LA Knight or Drew McIntyre are the favorites in here. I'm hoping for Drew McIntyre. As you heard before, as I always stated when I talk about wrestling, Cody Rhodes got a fancy story, so does Drew McIntyre. Me too.
Okay.
Cause he needs the fancy story. He needs the fancy story. His story is for him to get the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania. And for Damian Priest to cash in on them. So.
Everybody gonna go with Becky.
Becky Lynch, yeah. Sometimes it is that obvious. The story is there. They're pushing the story for Becky Lynch to take on Rhea Ripley. I don't really believe that that's gonna be a good matchup at WrestleMania, but hey. Go right ahead, give Rhea Ripley an easy dub. I mean, that's what's going to be. A wrench in it, you know, for something.
Women's World Championship, Rhea versus Nia.
Now, they should swerve people with this one to have Nia win, but they're not. Rhea's going to win. Nia Jackson beating her up pretty easily, looking dominant. And it's time for Rhea Ripley, who's at home, by the way, to actually win.
Right.
She's going to have to hold the home crowd favorite. Crowd going to be going wild.
I don't really have to. Okay.
Exactly.
Undisputed Tag Team Championship. Judgment Day versus Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate.
Judgment Day. Now, this should be a swerve as well, but I'm going with Judgment Day here because this would be a good opportunity for a good old summer somebody to come up and cause them the match. Stand up and say what's up, if you know what I mean. That would be good. Finally do something with him and have him be relevant. You know, come out there, cause Judgment Day the championship. They did it with Dominic Mysterio, I think, with his possibility of being in the Elimination Chamber, but that's Dominic. He wasn't going to win against Kevin Owens, even if R-Truth was or was not there. But now it's time for him to stand up and do something for real. Women's tag title match is dead too, but that's not changing either.
I think that's on the pre-show.
Yeah, but that's not going to change either. I can't see that changing.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not really going to be something that's really that big. I thought this was going to be a real big one.
I mean, that's the matches that they didn't have.
Yeah, but that's doubted because Friday was already pre-recorded. So, yeah. oh wow, I thought it was gonna be something real good, but it really ain't. I can understand them not having it though. Because yeah, it is, you know, these matches are pretty decent enough. They're gonna be good to watch, but they're kind of chalky. But hey, sometimes WWE need to get back to being chalky. That's been the problem. You know, sometimes they've been trying to throw loops and shit, you know, they didn't need to. So this is probably WWE, you know, throwing a bone to the fans and saying, hey, we know y'all not stupid, here you go. We can shut the fuck up and listen. I will definitely see you at 5 o'clock.
Okay. I'll be catching
the replay. Don't worry, my loud ass gonna be enough to keep you up. You're gonna punch me in my mouth. Shut up! But yeah, I'm be watching. I love doing stupid shit at 5 o'clock in the morning on my day off of work. So this gives me the opportunity to do something stupid. So that's the only reason why I'm doing it. If it wasn't, you know, something real.
Is that my day off work? And I gotta get up at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I gotta get the hell back up at because mine's at 10:30. You did get the paper right. You know. Do the taxes. Get my measly little $3. You know, ain't gonna do too much shit. I'm literally pretty much just gonna probably put that into the savings account if it's not more than enough to keep my car. My usage. If it's not like, you know, iconic, then I'm just gonna put it in the damn bank account. Give me something to eat and put something in the bank and save it. Dead ass. Something to eat, maybe some gas or something, and bang. It was $100. I'm gonna do literally that 3. 20 for something to eat. 20 for the car. And the rest is gonna go in the bank or something like that. I'll break it up a certain way. But yeah. This looks kind of chalky, but hey, if it is like that, it is. Outside of Becky Lynch, you said Bianca Belair. Because, you know, since it is so heavily favored for Becky, I want to think about who should, outside of Becky, I would do, no, I don't want to do Liv. Liv get destroyed. But, Rhea. Liv would get destroyed. She failed her only opportunity. But that's because of what type of gimmick they gave her. And I don't know if she can do any other gimmick. You know. I would do Raquel Rodriguez. But she too, you know, green as shit too, though. So, damn. You already said Bianca. Not Naomi. Naomi is not even gonna be going for a title anytime soon. So, we haven't seen Tiffany Stratton go against Rhea. She's a good heel, even though she has absolutely no chance of winning because she just got there. But so I would do Liv. Have no choice. She's the only other one outside of, you know, Becky, and the most farthest person you could possibly go is Liv Morgan. So yeah, because Becky and Bianca are the only ones really you can see actually taking on Rhea and winning. Tiffany Stratton got to do something to actually, you know, meaningful. You know, she got to put some W's on the board. You can't just go against some Mia Yim and win, and she's a jobber. So, yeah. So, for the men's, outside of Drew McIntyre, who, again, had the most cleanest way to win his title, because his basically is Damian Priest's belt. Yeah, I mean, let's not lie about it. We're talking about fans in the story. That's the whole thing about the game, for one. Yeah, but it's time for me to take it again. Because I didn't take it at lunch. But since it's, you know, we're talking about finishing the stories and shit, you know, with Cody Rhodes and whatnot, Drew McIntyre needs to finish his story. Drew McIntyre, his whole story surrounds him getting the championship and losing it. I said this before and I will say it again. Drew has to win the belt and then lose it. And as quick succession as he can lose it, the better. I know, because I'm driving from 2 hours. But don't worry, I'll put some money in there. I got $15 I'll put in there. That's what happens if you're driving from Hunt Valley down to, you know, Liberty Road and back. But yeah, like I said, Drew McIntyre is to lose the title at WrestleMania. He's supposed to win the title at WrestleMania against Seth Rollins, who's going to also do a two-nighter. No, he's in a match at WrestleMania, I think. He wins at WrestleMania, beating Seth Rollins. And as soon as he beats Seth Rollins, we know who comes out. Damian Priest. Because it's Drew McIntyre's title to lose. He has to lose it. Because that's the whole thing about him being the heel. It's because he complained about not having won the title in front of the crowd. And always being screwed out of the title. What best thing to do to him? Then for him to literally get his hands on the motherfucking belt and then lose it. That story, boy. You can't tell me that you can't write a story like that. That's a literal story. That's a cautionary tale right there. That's how you write an actual book. Fuck that. That's not even a damn regular wrestling man story. That's an actual book type story. Talking about being careful what you wish for and shit. Type of thing. You know. Oh yeah, Mustafa Ali is on TNA. That's good. My wife told me that. Mustafa Ali is on TNA now. You know, I know this is a prediction thing, but hey, let's not forget to give some good news to people. Mustafa Ali does have a job. He's on TNA Impact. So that's pretty good. You know. And Impact is pretty good, as you've seen with Naomi. She worked there pretty good. It was able to work herself back into WWE. Who knows? Mustafa Ali can work himself into probably not WWE. I wouldn't go back there. My life depended on it. You know, well, only that would be the only reason I go back. But I'll go from Impact to AEW or New Japan, because they didn't use you right the first time. You know, I wouldn't expect for them to use me right the next. Yeah, never know. But yeah, outside of the men, for me, it would be Drew McIntyre. Outside of Drew McIntyre, would be yeah, but none of the rest I'm really taking a chance. But LA Knight.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Because Kevin Owens doesn't need a damn belt right now. He just got off winning the tag titles from the Usos this year, last year. Bobby Lashley's not even involved in this fucking match with a damn. He's in with the Authors of Pain. So he doesn't even need to win at all, period.
Bobby was in the match?
Yeah, Bobby's in the match because he won. Believe it or not, he's like, what the fuck, he won clean. Why'd you let Bobby Lashley win clean? No shenanigans, no nothing. So he know he's not even gonna win. He's not even gonna compete. He's not even gonna break out a sweat. He's not even gonna stretch. It's just gonna be all the pain, interfere, there you go. Drag his ass out the cage. Like Undertaker, right from underneath the ring. Yeah, I know. Because it's just.
Another thing is going at 2:00.
At 2:00 on the West Coast, 5:00 on the East Coast here. So that's why I'm putting this up right now, so it can be already given put up right there. I'm about to quickly, shut the fuck up and post this shit. But I want to give my. And basically, the picks and predictions, and some outliers who may be able to win because it's kind of shock looking. She's just giving WWE some room to maneuver. Yeah, I'll try to duck them. So, yeah, gonna put this up real quick. So, for the women, we both got Bianca Belair winning, really. Not Bianca Belair, but Becky Lynch winning, really. Second, for them to try to swerve people and give them some real competition for Rhea Ripley, it would be Bianca Belair. And if they just want to give her someone else to eat on, it'd be Liv Morgan. And for the men, we both say Drew McIntyre. Pretty much like I said, because of the story sets up perfectly for Drew McIntyre. Perfectly for everybody to get what they need to get done at WrestleMania. Drew McIntyre gets his win in front of the crowd. We get, the belt off of Seth Rollins. And we get, Damian Priest the ability to cash in. Right? All that works perfectly. Pretty good for that point. Can't see anybody being mad with that. So Drew wins and he gets the belt taken off of him by Damian Priest. Other than that, LA Knight, because the same thing can happen. Drew can be, just don't win. Of course, we got Damian Priest and the Judgment Day keeping their belts because they got a tag team title match. And also, and the women's tag titles are online against, I don't even remember, but it's a pretty sure, I think, and they're going to want to win it anyway, too.
Candice LeRae.
Oh, yeah, it's Candice LeRae. Okay, so Candice LeRae definitely going to win. It's Candice LeRae. She don't win nothing anyway. So, yeah. Anyway, that's going to be where we end the podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and of course, share the podcast. Later, guys.
Okay, everyone, welcome back. One more thing I wanted to add. You know, talking about the Elimination Chamber and everything. So, yeah. So it seems, because this is reported by Michael Cole himself, that some pirates tried to actually steal the actual physical chamber. So they had to actually go out there and... Now, everything's okay, by the way. You know, the chamber's still going to be there and everything. But, yeah, real-life pirates tried to steal it because it's supposed to be shipped over like a month ago. But they had to do it the hard way. So, yeah. But everything's okay. All of the, you know, parts of the chamber and everything is, you know, have been shipped and everything. But, yeah. Some pirates tried to steal the chamber. Just wanted to let you guys know that. But anyway, yeah. That was one of the updates I wanted to get out there since this is dealing with the Elimination Chamber. You know, just wanted to let you guys know that. Anyway, now, truly, later, guys.